Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Charles Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
It can take hundreds, if not thousands, of years for water to move through the landscape. So Dr. Lee Barber is developing some special techniques to track the migration of process water through the landforms that Syncrude is building to reclaim old oil sands mines. One is a catalog of chemical isotopes.
So water is made up of hydrogen and oxygen, and naturally occurring, some of the hydrogen is heavy, has a mass of 2 instead of 1. And some of the oxygen is heavy, has a mass of 18 instead of 16. So these isotopes are naturally occurring, as I say. So the first thing we had to do was develop a catalog of what waters associated with oil sands mine sites looks like. And so we had a master's student, Thomas Baer, and he sampled tailings water and fluid fine tailings and sand tailings and overburden shale and natural glacial till and shale in the area, as well as meteoric water, and was able to show that, in fact, there are unique signatures associated, for example, with process water relative to water that's falling on the landscape following closure.
Dr. Barber says the catalog of isotopes can now be used with monitoring through core samples and pressure testing. Thanks today to Syncrude. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.